When I was at Indiana University, I spent some time visiting with a woman who was an ex-sister of Loretto. The Sisters of Loretto are the female equivalent of the Jesuits. They are intellectual, they are articulate, they are passionate, and they love the church. And this woman and I spent a lot of time talking about lots of different things, and every once in a while, if something came up in the church, which it has in the past and will again, that was challenging or controversial or hurtful, her friends would say, "Why do you stay with the church? Why do you stay?" She echoed Peter, "Where will I go? Where will I go?" And that's been on my mind the last few weeks as all of these things are unfolding, and I offer this to you today. The reason that I stay with the church has nothing to do with Father Quinn or with Charlie, with the deacons or with Father Reginald, or with John the 23rd, or with Pope Paul the 6th, or with John Paul the 2nd, or with Benedict, or frankly, even with Francis. It's not why I stay with the church. Because there was a time, as I was an adult, that I stopped going to church. My mother would ask me, "Given what you want to do with your life, don't you think you should go to church once in a while?" Love my mom. I said, "Well, if the church fed me, Mom, I would go." Because there was a time when the church just wasn't nurturing me, and so I stopped going. Apparently, I got over it. I'm in the church because I believe that the church, led by the Holy Spirit, is the place for me of nourishment, a source of hope and strength and unity and God's love. The scriptures that we read daily, the scriptures that we come to when we are challenged or in love or fearful, the writings of the holy men and women who have written and shared their own experiences over the centuries and given us ideas about how to approach this Godhead in real ways. You know them. Catherine, Mother Teresa, Francis, St. Dominic, St. Augustine. St. Augustine's mother prayed for St. Augustine for a very long time. Those writings in the scripture bring me hope. They bring me strength. They give me a deeper understanding of this Godhead. And that's why I stay, because that's the source. The church is the source of those writings. And so when I'm challenged or troubled or fearful or happy, I go to the writings, I go to the scripture. The sacraments the church offers us are a source of grace. The sacrament of reconciliation. There's nothing that you can't bring to reconciliation that God won't forgive. Because the truth is, Jesus Christ on the cross has forgiven us our sins. We have been redeemed. And the power in the sacrament is that we know that and we come seeking it, asking God for it. The challenge that we always face is, although God has forgiven us, can we forgive our own? That's the biggest challenge in reconciliation. And of course, the sacrament of the Eucharist. I love the Eucharist. The source and summit of our faith, of our church. For centuries, it has been that. And for centuries beyond where we stand, it will be that. The same Jesus Christ that spoke to his disciples and spoke to the people and said, "This is the truth," and then challenged them, will be on the altar. He will be in our bodies, and he will bring us grace and strength and hope. That will never change. That will never change. There's a time, I think, when we have to look at what's been going on. And I will tell you that I've spent, so most of you know this, some 20 years in serving the criminal justice system. And I supervised some of the people not the people actually, but some of the types of people that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The men and women who abused our children and our young adults are criminals, and they should be held accountable. And I will tell you that I believe, quite frankly, that man's justice pales in comparison to God's justice. God's justice will prevail. It always does. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. God's time is not ours. I've had to learn patience, and I've asked for it, and I've said, God, give me patience and give it to me now. The church, led by the Spirit, guided by the Spirit, is not going away. It is on target, it is on message. Love God, neighbor, self. Care for yourself. Receive forgiveness for your sins. Receive the Eucharist. Read the Scriptures. Seek God out in your community, in your prayer life, in your studies. Seek God. Seek wisdom. Seek love. Seek strength. Seek hope. Because all of those things are present in the Scriptures. All of those things are present in the writings of the saints that we honor. That's the important part. The men and women who administer the church, some of them have been holy. Some of them have been outstanding. Some of them have been and some of them have been bad. But it's not the administration of the church that we come for. It's the wisdom in the Scriptures. It's the grace in the sacraments. It's the power and the love of God's love that's present in the Eucharist. Jesus Christ is in our bodies. God the Father is in our bodies. God the Holy Spirit is in our bodies, setting us on fire if we're open to it, to preach the gospel with our lives. That's the important part. So think about it this week. I will tell you now and forever, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.